Track 3, Lady Glenconner. In her latest book, publishing sensation Lady Glenconner explores the curiously British obsession with picnics in her inimitable style. Emily called her for a chat about the joy of fame and fan mail in her 90s and Christmas at Holkham.
"I'm so overexcited about everything and enjoying my life," says Lady Glenconner. "I've never enjoyed my life as much as in my 90s, which is quite something. My first book has sold over 1 million copies now. It's been translated into 21 languages, and I get fan mail from Taiwan." And, of course, she replies to those letters. "Every afternoon before tea, I spend at least half an hour. I do reply to everybody once," she says. Lady Glenconner's new career as a writer was an unexpected new chapter in what was already a remarkable life. Her life was closely linked to the royals. The young princesses Elizabeth and Margaret regularly visited from nearby Sandringham, and she was a maid of honour at the Queen's coronation in 1953. Lady Glenconner was appointed a lady-in-waiting to Princess Margaret in 1971 and kept the role, which involved accompanying her on state occasions and foreign tours until her death in 2002. Her two extraordinary memoirs, Lady-in-Waiting and the sequel Whatever Next, are packed with fascinating royal revelations and jaw-dropping anecdotes. The glamour and privilege sits alongside devastating personal tragedies, the deaths of her two sons, and the terrible accident which befell her third, and the abuse that she suffered at the hands of her husband. She's also turned her hand to writing fiction, with two mysteries, one set at Holkham and the other on Mystique, and her latest book has just been published. Lady Glenconner's Picnic Papers and Other Feasts with Friends is a cornucopia of carefully curated stories, personal memories, and nostalgic recipes from friends, new and old, each exploring the curious British obsession with dining al fresco. They very much ate the things that were on the estate and from the sea, and every sort of shellfish, and samphire was eaten long before it became popular. Now I can't tell you how expensive it is if you have it in London. And King Charles had the experience of catching and cooking eels. "The present king used to go to Holkham a lot when he was a child, and my father used to catch eels with him. I was talking to him the other day, and he said they went down to the kitchen, they cut the eel up, put it in a pan. Eels still have nerves in them, and they started to jump out of the frying pan, and poor King Charles said he thought he was going to be sick." While Lady Glenconner's extraordinary life has taken her all around the world, it's clear that her heart is here in Norfolk. "I just love everything about Norfolk. I was born here, christened here, married here, and I'll be buried here," she says. "Holkham is the most wonderful place at Christmas. In those days we had a huge tree, but not as elaborate as it is now. Polly Lester does the most amazing show at Christmas. All the rooms are fantastically done. We were simpler in those days, but there was a huge tree in the hall, and there was always a tea party for all the children who lived in the village. I used to help out. Mum would give out the presents to the children. For our own Christmas, we all went to church, and in those days it was quite often freezing. And we had a big Christmas lunch with turkey and plum pudding, and the head gardener came from Scotland, and he used to come round the table playing the bagpipes, which was a mixed blessing. In the end, my mother would say, 'Thank you so much, that's enough.' We didn't open our presents until tea time, although we did have Christmas stockings, which were our father's shooting stockings. In the afternoon, we went skating on the lake. We all wore Father Christmas hats. It was so lovely. Each of us had a card table with our name on it, and people had put out presents beforehand, and I remember always looking to see if my sister, Carrie, had more presents than I did. Then we'd open our presents, and our mother was very strict about us making a list of what we had from whom so we could write thank you letters the next day. After we'd opened the presents, there were games. We played a bit of hide and seek. We were limited with where we could hide. Otherwise, I don't think anyone would ever have found us. We'd still be there. We used to dance, too. Today, Lady Glenconner has a full farmhouse in Norfolk at Christmas, but she has also spent Christmases in Scotland and Mystique. I used to host Christmas in Scotland, which was fantastic because it was always snowing so we could skate and ski, which was very special. On Mystique, legendary bar owner Basil would dress up as Father Christmas and come by boat to the beach bar with the presents. We had a very funny Christmas tree, a sort of thorn tree, but it worked. The book takes the reader from the peaks of the Himalayas to the historic grounds of Hampton Court, from Mustique to the Ming tombs, from Dartmoor and Norfolk to the Scottish seaside. This is my fifth book, and I'm going to be 93, and I think it's probably going to be my last, but I thought I'd go out with a hurrah. The original book was co-written with Susanna Johnson, who died last year, and Lady Glenconner was given the blessing of her family to write a revised version. A proportion of the royalties from the book will be donated to the charity Safe Lives, whose patron is Queen Camilla, to support their work to end domestic abuse. Each entry is introduced by a pen portrait by Lady Glenconner, who has a wonderful eye for detail and delicious turn of phrase. All my life, especially with Colin and Princess Margaret, I was always in the background. I've always been invisible, really, with them, she says. But it's fascinating being like that because you can pick up so much. And that's what I always did with people. I took in all the funny little quirks, and I've got a very good memory. I really realised that when I was asked to write my first book when I was 87, I have a different take on people. That's what some of my friends say. I pick up things that they don't pick up on. I have to be a bit careful, she hoots mischievously. She has clearly relished working on the revised edition of the book. I'm lucky to have met people like Graham Norton and Lorraine Kelly because of Lady in Waiting. I got Graham to write about a non-picnic because when he was a child, he never had picnics and thought people were made to sit in a gale of wind with napkins and lettuce leaves blowing away. Brian Adams is a great friend because he's got a house in Mystique, and I was so pleased also to get Rupert Everett. He was born up here in Norfolk, and his parents lived in Brancaster Staithe. I loved his picnic about the marshes here. You can feel it, sipping hot Bovril and having to wait an hour before he was allowed to swim, and coming back in his grandfather's boat, and you sit there in a haze of pleasure. Princess Margaret contributed to the original edition, and her picnic at Hampton Court is the first in the new version. Princess Margaret's picnic is lovely, says Lady Glenconner. I didn't know she would do one for me. I remember Susanna saying to me, oh, do ask Princess Margaret. And I said, well, she's never done anything like this before. But anyway, I did. And lo and behold, she immediately said yes. Lady Glenconner's favourite locations for a picnic at Hocum are the beach and by the fountain of Perseus and Andromeda. I used to go to the beach with the late Queen and Princess Margaret. When I was little, in the summer, every afternoon there was a wonderful chauffeur who used to drive a coach down to the beach. I remember the Queen and Princess Margaret joining us. There is also an entry written by Lady Glenconner's mother, Elizabeth, which talks about an unusual Hocum delicacy, velvet, which is literally the velvet which has been shed from the antlers of the deer on the estate, fried in butter. My great-grandfather thought it was a delicacy. I don't know if other people did, says Lady Glenconner. I've tried velvet, and I can't tell you how disgusting it is. When I was a child, I had to eat a bit. I ate the toast and tried to get rid of the velvet under the table. One of Lady Glenconner's favourite traditions was the Christmas tea Princess Margaret would give to her ladies-in-waiting. She had a big Christmas tree in the hall, and we all went and had tea and chatted, and then afterwards we were all given a glass of champagne, and we came out into the hall where Princess Margaret then gave us all our presents. Hocum Hall now has been decorated for Christmas and is open on various dates until December 20th. Lady Glenconner's Picnic Papers and Other Feasts with Friends is out now, published by Bedford Square Publishers. She will be signing copies at the Courtyard Cafe at Hocum Hall on December 5 and 16th from 3 till 4:30 p.m. and at the Holt Bookshop on Saturday, December 14th at 11 a.m.